Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.
B-Pod Studios.
Now. Sports talk. While you're on the clock, this is Zulak and Bertrand.
The sports show radio host.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
It's Friday. The sun went away again.
Happy Friday.
That's really disappointing. It really is.
I only got one day out of it.
Hardy, how we doing? Good?
Great.
Good? Great?
Good.
Excellent?
Oh, really good. Really
All right,
good.
We're
really
going to get to
really
the good. Dallas game coming up on Sunday.
Hell
it's
yeah,
a big one.
All right.
Big game, Sunday afternoon at Gillette Stadium. I know those of you who are going are very excited about the afternoon.
Talk to a higher up that is involved in tickets. With the team, it's the toughest ticket in 25 years.
But you stop it with
I'm
that.
I'm serious.
You do that all the time.
You did that
every
for the Browns.
Toughest ticket ever, 25 years. Come on.
It's Dallas, though.
There's
Come
no
on.
Way. There's no way this is the toughest
you.
Ticket in 25 years. No.
We saw it on Groupon.
There's no way.
Don't tell me it's a tough ticket.
It's a tough ticket. Yes. Toughest ticket in 25. Tougher than a primetime Packers game.
Yeah.
You know? What are you talking about? Hold on, let me see who.
No, don't say who it is.
No, okay, I'm seeing.
Say
who
the
it
name.
Is.
Say it.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. It's a good source.
Yeah.
Now Hardy's scrolling through the rest of the conversation, like, oh, what else has this person said? What else?
I'm
have
just
you
looking at all
lately.
Those typos.
Yeah.
To him.
Sausage fingers.
Yeah.
After I had the plant-based sausage patty sandwich. Yeah. Toughest ticket. I trust that guy.
Oh, does he work in the secondary market?
No. God, no. Team.
Well, that's not like a
well,
great
people
that
call the team. That. Like, they have to deal with all their clients. So if you have club seats, you could request, hey, I want to bring my kids to the game. You know? Oh. Say you got two club seats. You want to buy maybe two or three regular tickets.
Rich people wanting to go to this game than ever before.
Because it's an event. It has now become an event.
There's more people from Procter & Gamble trying to get tickets to this game than you've ever seen.
Gillette wants 25 more tickets.
It's a scene, man. It's a scene.
It's a scene. They want to sit in the club, guys. They want to sit in the club.
That's right.
All right. So let's get to this. We'll get to the game. We want to talk a lot about the game and some of the matchups in this game as it relates to how the Patriots are going to play on Sunday. But first, let's talk about the news from last night. And that would be reports from Tommy Curran of NBC Sports Boston and Jeff Howe of The Athletic. Antonio Brown is not coming to Foxborough. The Patriots will not be signing Antonio Brown. That is what their reports say.
Correct.
You buying it?
I'm kind of buying it, but there's too many weird things that happened this week. We heard a lot of rumors.
You kind of buy it.
Well,
you're either buying or selling.
So we were
buy
there.
Or sell,
well,
yes
on.
Or no?
I don't think he's going to be here.
Don't sit on the fence.
No,
do you believe them?
No, I don't think he's going to be here.
I don't think so either. I buy their reports.
Good. Yeah,
I think they would not get something like this wrong. I don't think they would.
Yeah, they're both pretty tied in. They get good info there.
I think that they're getting that directly from the people that would know what those decisions are. And so that's sort of a big thing, and I don't think that they would get that wrong.
See, I started to think maybe it's for real when Brady spoke early in the week instead of his usual time. Like, there's things that are out of sorts here, you know? So it's kind of an indicator, like something might be coming down into the week.
Jeff Howe puts it in no uncertain terms. His tweet a couple hours ago, source, Patriots won't be re-signing Antonio Brown, with a link to his story on The Athletic. That's it. The book is closed on Antonio Brown. We can stop talking about that now, right?
Yeah.
It's over. I'm waiting for his very rational Instagram posts and Twitter posts in response to this news today. Yeah. I'm wondering if we're going to see any of those.
Well, there are 31 more teams that could pick him up.
Yeah. And we'll see if they do.
Yeah.
And if that time comes, we will talk about it at that time. But it will not be the New England Patriots. They are not going down that road again. No way.
We were hearing odd chatter earlier in the week. Hardy was hearing it. Everybody was hearing it. Brady spoke out of line. Not on a line, but he talked on a day when he doesn't talk. They have two receivers that are down. So
he's getting
out.
A little mouthy. You know what I mean? Yeah, no.
It was a weird week.
Buy or sell? I know you're tied up over there.
He's selling.
There's something going on. But you're buying the reports?
Yeah.
I have no reason to question Curran or Howe and their source and all that stuff. Like anything else, like, unless you hear it from the man directly.
Maybe they did.
And maybe they did.
Is Gronk coming back? Do you know that one?
Then it's still in play. I mean,
That's a sell.
Look.
You're selling.
Rob Gronkowski is definitely not coming back. That is something that I believe, right?
Yeah.
As a report, I have to sell on that too. I don't know. The crazy Somomo bitch might change his mind and end up playing, you know?
What if you lose another receiver? What if you lose? Say if Edelman pulls a hammy and he's out 4 weeks.
Because I don't think this decision for them is about losing receivers. If it were about losing receivers, they would have already made the call. It's not. As Karin's story said.
Right.
That same question I was asking earlier in the week, they'd have to answer for what changed. One of his sources said to Curran, "What's changed?" That was the exact quote in the story. What has changed for them? Why should they look at this situation differently than they did before?
Well, he met with the league last week.
Here's why.
And then you got the countersuit.
But nothing has changed.
No, but I'm saying from a perception standpoint.
In the league. Stance right now. Nothing's different.
What if the league looks? I mean, what if the league looks at her story now all of a sudden a little bit sideways because he spoke? You know, now all of a sudden he's got a countersuit. There were things adding up to trend this week that he may make a return, not necessarily here, but maybe with another team too.
Because I think that outside of the actual accusations and what it is he's accused of,
yeah,
there's also this element of, oh, by the way, Antonio Brown is completely crazy, and he's not exactly a Patriot type of player before you knew about the sexual assault allegations. He was not a Patriot type of player when he was shooting his way out of Oakland.
Right.
Or he was shooting his way out of Pittsburgh. That is not the type of guy the Patriots thrive with. Before you ever knew about all this other stuff that we're now learning, the Patriots would have been surprised to learn, according to a report related to non-disclosure agreements that were signed, that the two sides, including Antonio Brown, couldn't talk about his case. And so Drew Rosenhaus, unless he breached the agreement, would not have been able to tell Bill Belichick or the Patriots about the ongoing discussions between the two sides prior to him signing here. So I guess it was a surprise when they found that out. Huh. So he already was probably on shaky ground based on his exit in Pittsburgh and Oakland. And then on top of all that nonsense came the sexual assault allegations.
Okay.
Like, everyone forgets about the first part with him before you get to what is the most recent stuff with Antonio Brown. It's not just about this.
No.
It's about everything.
It is about everything. And they brought him in the first time. And how much they knew about the allegations and what was coming out, who knows? I still don't believe that Drew Rosenhaus knew about all this and didn't tell the Patriots any of it.
What if he was legally bound to not tell the Patriots?
Yeah. I'd find it hard to believe he wouldn't confide in Rosenhaus.
I find it hard to believe that Rosenhaus didn't know, A, And B, if he did know, didn't clue the Patriots in at all that something was looming. But
now he's got some plausible deniability to go back to him and say, hey guys, I couldn't tell you. He doesn't want to tell them to begin with, but then when he gets called on it, Drew, why didn't you tell us? Bill, I couldn't. I legally couldn't tell you. That's like, oh, okay. I guess, you know, I can't expect
But that's not why they got rid of him, though.
What do you mean?
They got rid of him on Friday after the messages came.
Yeah.
While he was with the Patriots.
That was the straw that broke the camel's back. It was not necessarily.
But he made it 2 weeks
one
here.
One particular thing. I think all of it probably contributed.
The camel's back should have never been in jeopardy. They should have never brought him here in the first place.
Thank you. That's my point.
Yes.
Okay. And then people forget that.
So the notion.
They think it's all just about this one sexual assault case with Brittany Taylor.
No.
They shouldn't have brought the guy here to begin with.
Exactly.
He's not their type of guy.
But they did, so why wouldn't they bring him back?
What would they look like bringing him back twice, though? Like having him here twice.
What did they look like bringing him here in the first place? They don't care. They want more. That's what every team wants. The Patriots are not unique to this. Give me. Mine. I want it all. I want to win it all, which is great. That's what the fans want.
Because it probably didn't feel right in the first place, and then they were reminded why when the sexual assault allegations came out. That's why.
Just don't tell me that there's no way they're going to bring that guy back after what he did. They knew exactly who he was. Everybody knew exactly who this guy was when they brought him here the first time. Were you shocked when the stuff started unraveling almost immediately after he got here?
Yeah, I was. No, because to the point of the doesn't happen here.
He's been such a great guy.
It doesn't happen here,
everywhere he's gone.
Yes, I mean, other than Hernandez. Hernandez was the worst thing.
He's been such a great guy everywhere.
No, but I mean, you thought,
such a great teammate.
Stuff happens here just like anywhere else.
I didn't think the man would threaten somebody with texts.
How many people did Aaron Hernandez murder when he was a Patriot? Well,
exactly. And they overcame that.
But it didn't change him and stop him from doing that. Things happen here like they happen anywhere else.
Right. It's a cross-section of society. I'm not even singling out football players. Just take any big group of people. There's going to be a bunch of knuckleheads in there. Guys who, and with Aaron Hernandez, now you're talking sociopath. That's an outlier. But that happened here. Guys smoke synthetic marijuana and show up naked at a police station. That happens here.
And you know my stance on
Hernandez. Things happen here. The team has no control over that.
Brandon Spice leaving his car.
You got to put players on the field. You want to get the best players you can. A certain segment of them are going to be loony. And Antonio Brown was one of them. They brought him here. I don't fault them for that. And I don't think it's out of the realm of possibility that they would bring him back because they brought him here the first time.
But where the Patriots have excelled is getting rid of those guys.
Right.
And moving on from them and having success without them.
Team's 9-1.
And people have seemed to have forgotten
You're
about
7-1 without the guy.
They've seemed to have lost that somewhere along the way. They're 9-1.
7-1 without him.
And 7-1 without him.
And they're
He only played in one game.
Yeah. Week 2.
You're going to count a win that he didn't even play in?
Well, he was here. He caught a touchdown.
That's ballsy.
Of course.
That is ballsy.
Well.
Yeah, no, make sure you give him that credit for that week he was technically signed but wasn't even in the building yet. Oh, my God. You love Antonio Brown.
They're 7-1 without him. I'm not counting the first win.
All right,
win.
So we're done.
I'm not counting the win.
Huh?
You're not counting the first win?
No, I'm counting one win. He's counting two.
He played in one game.
You're
7-1, so they're 9-1. You take the first two away. Or no, 8-1. I'm saying without him.
That's what I was saying.
That's my point.
Pittsburgh, so you're 8-1. That's right. Duh.
I thought you were counting the... Remember?
I look at it from week two on, because he was here that week. He came in late. You know, was not going to play against Steelers. Couldn't play in that game. Yeah. Okay, 8-1.
I thought you were counting that win for him.
No.
I thought you were, like, giving him that.
No,
like,
I just started week three.
Oh, no, he was a Patriot. We give him that one, too. Like, come on.
All right.
That's it. We don't have to do this anymore.
Good.
Oh, how great does that feel? They're done with Antonio Brown. The book is closed. I'm sorry, Hardy. I buy it. I'm buying the report.
That's okay.
I'm putting my stock in Jeff Howe and Tommy Curran. Those are two good reporters. I think they got it right from the source, from the New England Patriots. I think the Patriots are sending a message. No, this isn't happening.
You think they tested the water, though?
So how about you stop posting the pictures of our team on your Instagram and everything else you've been doing over the last few days, or reposting our fans begging for you to come back and all this stuff? Because you know what? We just prefer not to have that. You're not coming back. We're done. We're out. This is them sending the message. That's what I believe. So it's over. And I'm accepting it. Put it to bed.
So we can talk football now?
Yeah, let's talk about the game on Sunday.
Cowboys,
Patriots, and your calls. That's coming up next.
Zolak and Bertrand.
It's time to celebrate.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
lines are open, 617-779-0985. It's Friday. The regular Friday guests are on tap today.
See, Jim downloaded all the music. Jim comes in every day. We got a new computer set up.
How are things going back there?
Sure, Jim.
We've had a bit of a challenging week here, but I think everyone's doing great now, right?
Settling in, yeah.
Good.
A little fancy touchscreen. Beetle might even have a touchscreen as of next week. We'll see.
I don't know.
I can see him bumping it.
I don't know if we want to mess with that.
Yeah.
It's very... A lot of stuff over here now, though. Yeah. That's for sure.
Well, the old one will go away. Once everyone has confidence in the new one, the old one will go away.
Oh, yeah. Be over here?
Yeah, nice. Once everyone has full confidence that everything's there, yeah.
That'd be nice.
3 months?
Weekly picks coming up at 10:50. The Prime Weekly Picks, that is, when we get to the football card. We are dropping like a stone.
It's awful.
We went 3-2 last week.
3-2 last week.
Yeah.
But 3-1
overall.
3-1, and then Jimmy had a wrong pick. So,
the guy does a gambling podcast.
Yeah,
he had a wrong pick. Shocker.
We'll talk to RJ Bell coming up 1 o'clock. Phil Perry at noontime today. Let's get into this game.
How about Jimmy had an 18 parlay? That was his only loss. The one he put on the air would have won a lot of money.
Could have, would have, should
have. How much did he have on the 18?
How many
parlay
did you get out of the eight?
Seven.
Seven.
You had seven for eight?
He hit seven.
How much did
he would have won? $4,200.
Wow.
Word of kiss of death.
Wow. Sorry, bud.
Yeah.
Your Carolina pick, no good.
Terrible.
Not good. All right. Jim Louth is so fired up for this game on Sunday afternoon.
He should be.
He was up early this morning banging out questions about the game that he wants us to discuss. I think they're good. Good questions. Here's just a general observation about this. A top offense in the Dallas Cowboys, number one offense against a number one defense.
Oh, something's got to give.
What gives? Who wins? Prediction time.
Can't tie.
Prediction time. Is this a great test for the Patriots, though?
Yes, it is.
And so, not in sort of like the they need to be tested, they need to get better for the. I'm talking about just statement, like prove something. They had the bad loss at Baltimore. They bounced back nicely last week on the road. They've got a whole large, giant sample of great wins this year.
Right.
But this would be a good way to sort of erase the bad game at Baltimore and chalk that one up as, hey, no, listen, that's a bad matchup, and that's something we're going to have to really prepare for a lot more than we did if we have to face those guys again.
Yeah.
But we are a dominant defense, and we can kick ass against top offenses, and this one qualifies.
And if you're not stupid, but that's the biggest question I have here with the Dallas Cowboys and their head coach and then Kellen Moore, the offensive coordinator, will they commit to the run? Because you look at the Patriots' three toughest games, Buffalo, Baltimore, and the Eagles. They ran the ball on them. Eagles didn't commit to the run. They were pushing them around. They were walling them off. And they started having Wentz drop back and throw four-yard passes all day.
And this is the thing we talked about for weeks. I mean, we talked about this Dallas game, circling it on the schedule 6 weeks ago.
This is the first real team that could say, I want to come in here and I want to run the ball 25 times with Zeke. Can they do that? And can you stop him? Because this line is huge. Their two tackles are the biggest tackles. Biggest tackles in the league right now. So they can push you around.
They're a talented group.
Talented.
You look at their record and you wonder how they are, what they are so far.
Four losses with this team.
Do you know what I go back to?
Coaching.
We're coaching.
Yeah.
Every single time.
We did
this
with Cleveland, though. We looked at the Cleveland roster and said, Jesus, look at this talent. Look at all this talent. Oh, Freddie Kitchens is your coach. You do the same thing with Dallas. And there he is. He's clapping all day.
It's got to be what it is.
I can't wait to see it in person.
Without having sat there and watched every Cowboys game this year. I mean, that's the easy one to look at and say, where's the weakness? Yeah. You know, if you're looking on the field, you could look at defensively. They're not as strong as they are offensively. In the secondary, they're not as strong as they maybe are up front. But
yeah, but if you're good up front, you can get to the quarterback. It helps an average secondary.
You've been saying all week they're going to play zone.
That's kind of what they do, 90% zone team.
That helps Julian Edelman. Thank you very much. He'll take those catches all day long.
That helps N'Keal Harry because I think great. N'Keal Harry is much better against zone coverage than he is against man. It's early. You know, he's got to figure out how to run routes against man
but
at this level. But against zone, he can run every route.
But then you look at it and you say, well, where's the weak? Okay, well, it's the coach. This guy blows. This is a great collection of talent. I heard Felger Maz a little bit yesterday. I guess Felger was ripping the Cowboys of the 90s, you know, saying it was just a collection of talent. They were just better than the rest of the teams in the league. They just had the best roster.
Yeah.
They're the best roster. They just accumulated all the best players. I love those
teams. Thank Jimmy for that. Jimmy Johnson.
I'm just going to tell you. I loved those teams. Those teams were fun. Those teams were badass.
Nasty.
Lunatics.
The Holden.
Nate Newton.
Oh, ho, ho. Jinx.
Wow. Whoa. It's twice.
So and I are on the same wavelength today.
No, they had that small center. What's his name? Stepnoski, right?
Those teams.
Little tiny guy.
But anyway, that's going down a different road. And I thought about it as, you know, not so much about that because I don't hate those teams. I like those teams. But maybe not so
much. I would always go out of my way.
Maybe not so much Barry Switzer because then it all fell apart with Switzer. But are they doing the same thing there now? Has anything changed in Dallas how they build teams?
No.
They just try and accumulate talent and they still have crap coaching. When are they going to ever fix that? Jerry's going to have to be out of the picture.
Never.
That would have to be the star.
You know what has to happen. Well, turn it over to Steven, right?
Yeah. I mean, I don't know if his son will be any better. I hope he is.
I think he'll be better.
I hope he's more willing to let someone take over the football operation and let a football guy do the football things.
See, the best thing they did is when they drafted Dak, you know, he was going to be the backup. Tony Romo was going to be the starter. And they started to build this offensive line and these backs to help protect Romo late in his career because he's often injured, shoulders. I think he had a clavicle. You know, he had the broken back, the fissures that Stafford has.
Yep.
So since Romo has departed, they've added to that. This offensive line is huge. So I think you're going to see a ton of Butler, a ton of Lawrence Guy in this game, ton of Danny Shelton. Danny Shelton had a really good game last week. We'll see how he plays against a much better offensive line.
So this is, to me, the most interesting part of this entire day because you know how I feel about this Patriots team. I love their defense. I think they can win this way. I think this is how they win the game. They shut down Dak Prescott. They shut down Amari Cooper.
Do you blitz him?
I don't know that I would.
Well, he's
on the run, dude. I don't want this guy running. I try and contain him.
So then you're going to play zone, a little bit of zone.
If you have
mix
to.
Mix it up, yeah. Yeah.
You want to blitz him?
I don't think he's Lamar Jackson.
No, but he can still move.
Yeah.
You've seen those hip exercises he does. He's got loose hips, man.
Sure does.
He's got loose hips. He's flexible.
It's a huge upper lip. His thighs are huge, like tree trunks.
But I'm not saying he's Lamar Jackson where he's going to take off for 40 yards, but he'll take off for 12.
Third and three, third and four.
Yeah.
Same thing.
Yeah, he'll get the first down. He'll take off for 8, 10, 12 yards, and you're like, well, that's not good.
No.
And scamper out of bounds. You want that? You want to do that all day? I don't think they want to do that.
Mm. Move the sticks.
Right.
Yeah.
So I think this, to me, is going to be the best part of this game. Something has to give. Patriots defense, Cowboys offense. Who wins that matchup? And I'm putting my money on the Patriots defense. And we're going to have some issues here about this team going forward if I were to lose that bet come Monday morning. Because I'm going to start thinking a little differently about this team. Baltimore, I can excuse it away. Cowboys, I don't know that I can.
No.
Can you?
We should be having fun at 11 o'clock come Monday morning.
Right.
Right.
I can't excuse away poor defensive performances for the Patriots against this team. I can't do it. I could do it against Baltimore. I won't be able to do it Monday. I don't think any of us
agree with that. Yeah.
That's fair.
Totally fair. We respect Harbaugh.
Tough but fair, Hardy, is what I say. Tough but fair. 617-779-0985. Dominic and Newton, go ahead before we get to Hardy with headlines.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
I love that you're up, you know, you guys being optimistic and everything. I just can't see how with no receiving core and no one, you know, the offensive line we have is not proven to be anything. I mean, we haven't seen win in how many months. How is a team like the Patriots going to beat? And listen, I'm a Pats fan by, you know, hardcore. I just don't see them winning this game. I just don't.
I'll tell you what. Zoe's going to tell you about the offense coming up next. He's got ideas. He's got a brain full of ideas. Offensively, don't you, Zoe?
Of course
he's going to tell you all about it. We got more questions from from Jim Louth about the game. I was going to say Big Jim Murray. I don't know why I was going to say that. Jim Louth has questions about the game.
Big Jim too.
Yeah. I was wondering, you're playing the world champion Dallas Cowboys this year. How do you feel about that?
It's been a long time, Drew, since they've been the world champion Dallas Cowboys. Long time. Here's Hardy with headlines.
Zolak and Bertrand continues on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
You know, he's arguably the greatest player that ever walked. You think about his level of excellence over the last 20 years. I don't think it's comparable to anybody. The impact he's had on teams. You know, I think his greatest trait is his mental toughness. It seems regardless of what circumstance he's in, he always finds a way to be his best and get the job done. and help the guys around him to get their job done. And he and Coach Belichick are an unbelievable combination, the best that ever walked in this league.
A lot of ass kissing this week. Best combination there ever was.
They do everything. Started with Belichick, though.
They're the best. Yeah. I love them.
But Belichick called him a solid coach.
They're the best group going. I'm going to clap for them.
Solid.
I'm going to clap for him on Sunday. Because he's going to clap for everything else. The clapper.
I hold him in the highest regard, you know, as a guy, as a coach. He's incredible what he's done. He's been so gracious and generous to me, and we've developed a nice friendship, and I really appreciate it.
This is teetering on McVay.
I think he was in Nantucket with him this summer.
I believe you're right.
I think there was a report.
You're absolutely right about that.
Yeah. A lot of those guys vacation there.
Well, they did rent a house from Bill.
Yeah, I mean,
Bill owns the whole street.
No, even Bruce told the story. Like, a lot of NFL guys go to Nantucket. Owners, too. Remember the story about Ursay? He was smoking a cigarette?
Yeah.
Sitting on a bench?
Yeah. Belichick mentioned he was on Saban's staff back in the day. So maybe the connection there?
Oh, that could be it. Yeah, sure.
The Dolphins, he was on Saban's staff?
Yep, that would make sense.
Yeah.
I mean, even he's a head coach in the league. There's not that many of those guys.
Right.
So it wouldn't surprise me if he was friendly with any head coach, even if he didn't have a previous connection.
Pick his brain, right?
Yeah, I mean, even just to talk football, just to say, hey, how you doing?
Yeah, you don't think Jason Garrett hears people talk about, you know, he's not a great head coach, so why wouldn't you go pick Belichick's brain? Like, what do I need to do to get better?
Yeah, Tom just pulled it up. Page Six had that. Yeah, they had dinner Friday night. Yeah,
with the wives or by themselves? Can we get details? What restaurant were they at?
As a friendly ketchup. Dinner as a friendly ketchup.
I love ketchup. I put ketchup on everything. Ketchup on eggs, ketchup on potatoes, ketchup on my bologna and tomato sandwich.
On your what?
That's a Michael Scott thing.
Oh.
He had them for his birthday. Tomato and ketchup.
Another question about this game. Who replaces Sanu in the Patriots offense? Harry Myers or Burkhead?
This. I think it's Myers. Because I think you look at Myers from a physical standpoint, he's a guy who could go up and catch it with his hands, right? So that's kind of what you want. You want him on the move. Especially if he's a rookie, it seems like he's the guy that's been here since day one. At least he's gotten the reps. So, I mean, you're gonna get a mixture of stuff. I think Burkhead's big in this game, guys. I really do. And if I'm Josh, I put Brady in the gun and say, let's go that way. Instead of putting him under center. Deep drop, play fake, turn your head. Look out, you're gonna get croaked.
I know you've loved the no huddle in recent weeks. Can they do that if Sanu doesn't play?
Probably not.
Okay, that's
enough. Probably not.
Stay away from that.
So that was Baltimore, really, where they went that 13.
Yeah, but what if they go White, Burkhead, Dorsett, Edelman, and a tight end? Watson. They can go no huddle with that, right?
Yeah, you can. But if I'm them, I go nickel. And then you got nickel guys covering running backs. Because you're going to flex some of those backs out. I mean, you want to catch them in regular personnel with that type of setup. So, complicated. Play zone. Just play zone. Brady should be licking his chops.
Assuming that's what they're going to do.
Yeah.
Go to the script.
They're kind of the team that does that.
Right? Colin's in Amherst today. Hi, Colin.
How are we doing today, gentlemen? Calling in some questions about N'Keal Harry. I know you were saying you think he's going to be good over the zone now that we've seen him play. Any more thoughts on what his future may bring? And also, what are your thoughts on this whole, you know, Antonio Brown deal? If you kind of come back, like, I know that's not realistic, but what do you thoughts?
No,
you haven't listened to the first 40 minutes.
You didn't listen to the show today. It's done. That's it's right. Over.
No Antonio Brown.
Dead. Put it to bed.
It's one game with Harry. I have no clue what the ceiling is, what he can do, what he can't do. You know, I thought he functioned well in that game.
So he asked specifically, though, why do you think he can do well in if he's going up against zone?
Because they're going to be off him. There's no jam coverage. You know, Harry isn't a guy that seems like he can understand breaking off the route short.
It's not super quick.
Yeah.
Right? That's timing. Not his strength.
Everything's timing, based on timing.
Jimmy's in Saugus, and he's a Cowboys fan, it says here. Hi, Jimmy.
All right.
What's up, guys? Good morning.
Morning.
I want to say first that I'm a longtime listener, first-time caller, a huge fan of the show.
Thank you.
I am a lifelong Dallas Cowboy fan. It's been rough over the last 20-something years, but the 90s were good, but that's a long time ago. But
they were great. They don't miss Quincy
Don't
Carter.
Sell that short. Those 90s were great.
They were great. But I want to make a quick point on the game because I follow this team very closely. I think the Patriots can exploit this defense for the simple fact is the Cowboys have a difficult time defending screens and inside runs. And even though the Patriots haven't been a great running team this year, I think if they stick with it, it could cause problems for the Cowboy defense. But that said, I think it's going to be a great game. Two marquee franchises and ratings gold.
Ratings gold, baby.
Oh, that's a given.
Big one.
Yeah, it's interesting with the screens. I talked to Chatham this week. And Matt Chatham, he does all those breakdowns. He didn't think Brady's executions on the screens were very good this past week, that he got rid of the ball too quickly instead of fading, getting the guys to get upfield. You know, once they read screen, they were dropping, and boom, it was right there. There was not one screen pass that was there last week. Like, Burkhead had that busted one. It turned it for a 34-yarder. But with Wynn there, maybe they run more screens in this game. And where do you think Michael Bennett's going to go? Up the field. You know, he's not shedding blocks. He's not reading things.
The late afternoon game that's taking place here on Sunday will be available in every home in America. Did you know that?
Yeah.
It's a nationally televised.
Yeah, there's 9 1 o'clocks, and there's like a 1:405 game.
Yeah, there's a Jacksonville-Tennessee game that's happening on CBS, and Dallas-New England will be available in every single market. Right?
Yep.
All the way across the board.
Get Aikman.
Nice. Every market gets this game. It's nice.
It's good.
It's a great national schedule this week.
It really is.
I mean, your last night's game, you have the Cowboys, Patriots, so you have you have Packers and Niners at Sunday night, and then Rams, Ravens on Monday night.
Yep. It's a good week for that. Although, I don't know what's going on with the Rams. I have less and less faith in those Rams to do anything of consequence this year.
Pop Baltimore.
Let's go to Chris in the car. Chris.
Hey, fellas, what's going on?
Hey.
Just to confirm your Nantucket story, so I bumped into Jason Garrett and his wife with a couple of my buddies on the beach in Nantucket. Could not have been a nicer guy. We spoke to him for about 20 minutes.
Yeah, that's his problem. He's too nice of a guy. He seems like he'd be a great friend.
He was raving about Belichick for 20 minutes. Funny, just such a good guy. And he was meeting him for dinner that night. So.
Raving about him in the summer, Beetle, on a beach.
That's, he was having a good time. So he goes there every summer. He loves Nantucket, to your point. So.
All right.
So I think a lot of those guys do. But my question, Ben Watson, do you think we've seen the most out of Ben? Is there anything else they can do with him, or is that his max?
What's wrong with last week?
Last week I thought
he gave you something.
I thought it was good. I was going to say that, too. I thought it was a pretty effective week. So just keep going to him more, I think, would be the plan, right?
I mean, if I'm Dallas, I'm concentrating on Edelman, right? Concentrating on the outside guys. I'm looking for James White.
Man, if you could get like three or four catches a game out of Ben Watson.
Number 84. Yeah.
Awesome.
3 for 52 every week. Just do that.
How about like 4 for 40?
I'd take 5.
Okay.
Why can't you run him on more drags? You know what I mean? Just crossing routes. Little pick routes with the back. Should be able to get the ball to him.
Coming up next, it's our prime weekly picks as we get to the football card and try and pick some winners. I am not going to give my pick over to the intern this week. We cannot do that again. We'll get to the picks coming up next. I don't think there are three words in sports that get more people excited about what is yet to come.
Zolak and Bertrand.
I think there's issues with testosterone.
98.5 The Sports Hub.
Let's get to the football card. It's Prime Weekly Picks, brought to you by Mercedes-Benz of Westwood, a proud member of Pride Motor Group's Westwood Collection on the Auto Mile. Visit mbwestwood.com. So the picks we go. I want to make a ridiculous pick this week.
What are you going to do?
You guys are going to mock me for
it. You're going to take UMass, aren't you?
No, I want to take the Dolphins.
I thought of that.
I'm taking the Dolphins.
I thought of that, too.
I'm riding with those Finns at Cleveland. All the nonsense that's going on in Cleveland this week.
What did he get, 7?
The Dolphins have been competing. I don't know if you've been paying attention to this.
Do I have to go to my college pick now?
But the Dolphins have been competing for weeks now. They haven't been winning, per se. They have a couple of wins, but they've been competing, man.
What's the spot on that?
10.5.
Oh!
Dolphins. My pick was the Browns.
Your pick was the Browns.
It was. I think the Browns win by like 30.
Well, good. Well, I think the
But you picked first, Browns so I have to go to my second pick
field
now.
Goal.
Let's take them both. Hold on. Jim is so good, he has a second pick. How about we do
this? I was choosing between two, but I can't. The college pick's not. I don't know.
UMass plays BYU. Take the over.
I don't know anything about BYU.
I don't
admittedly, I
didn't know about anything about Liberty College. Take the over.
The only thing I know about BYU is I saw in the news that they're starting their first ever black quarterback this week.
Oh, how progressive
of history
them.
Of the school, yeah.
That's very nice.
Family's always tweeting BYU stuff. It's the only way I keep up with it.
Breaking the color barrier there. Like,
good job in Utah, huh?
Man, oh, man. All right, so can I take the Dolphins?
Yeah,
go ahead.
All right. Anyone else?
All right. I am taking the Green Bay Packers. Getting 3 points. They're an underdog. On the road at San Fran. It's the toughest part of San Fran's schedule these next 3 weeks. So, big defense. See what you do against Aaron Rodgers. I'm taking Green Bay.
I hate that pick.
You hate that pick?
I hate that pick.
We'll talk to RJ.
I don't think Green Bay is going to fare well against that defense.
I really like that pick.
I think Green Bay's a bit of a fraud team.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, there's not that many good teams in the league, so it's hard to call out fraud teams anymore.
Here's
because
the whole
league sucks.
You could say it.
Green Bay is one of those teams I look at and I say, you've got the perception of you're a good team, and I'm not sure you are.
I tend to agree with you a little bit there because their defense isn't that good, but there's one thing Aaron Rodgers has done this year. He's protected the football. The guy that he's playing across is a little loose with the football.
Well, if Aaron Rodgers has protected the football, it's not because he's... It may be by accident.
I know,
because he still plays in a reckless fashion.
And I know what you're saying, too. Before anybody accuses you of being an over-the-top Patriots honk, saying the rest of the team, but, like, the Patriots are down, too.
They're not.
Are 9-1. Do you think they look like
a traditional 9-1 team?
Right.
No, offensively, now, certainly not.
Are they fraudulent? No.
No.
Because you see what's going on with that team. It's just
consistent.
The defense is really, really good. Right.
But you can look at the Patriots and say it's kind of trending flat or maybe even a little bit down. There's a little dip. And Baltimore's doing this straight up.
Yeah. All right, so I don't get this line. And it's either going to be super sharp or super square. There's
That's
no
good.
Way around
That's good, though, when you say I don't get a line, because that means
something's not right.
Raiders at Jets.
I was going to take the Jets.
Jets plus 2.5.
We have three here.
Three.
Doesn't seem like enough points, does it?
No.
No.
Are the Raiders not a good traveling team? You got to take a look at their losses this year.
I should. I should research it. I should know a thing or two.
Why would we bring that into the equation?
Why
start that now?
Why mess with the system?
Well, Darnold's playing better. East Coast 1 o'clock game. Maybe that's why it's lower?
Darnold's playing better.
No, I'm with Hardy, though. Stick with your general thought there, which is the Raiders are a better team than the Jets by more than 3 points.
So I'm going to take the Jets.
Look at you.
You know how you know you're an idiot? Jimmy the intern's doing a dance in there celebrating that pick. What was your pick last week that I let you have? Carolina. How'd that work?
It's such a bonehead play. I think it's super sharp.
Super sharp. So stupid you're sharp.
Right.
All right.
Jim?
I really love the Browns this week, but I'll go to my second pick, which you guys are going to hate. You guys are going to hate this pick.
I like the fact he's establishing this, because if he hits this one, he's going to say,
I'll tell you what, we should do two parlays of four teams each, one with the Dolphins, one with the Browns.
We could do that.
We got the money.
I can't believe either one of you would love a spread between the Dolphins and the Browns.
That's gambling, baby. That is gambling.
Like, there's nothing to love about.
10.5 is begging you to take the Dolphins.
There's nothing
to love.
If it
was 9.5, they'd be begging you to take the Browns. They're begging you to take the Dolphins.
You're right.
There's nothing to love about.
That's why I'm taking the Browns. Going the other way.
Okay.
They're contrary.
But the house wants the Browns.
But you're not.
But the house wants the Browns.
I don't care about the house.
Let's protect this house.
This is our house.
So what do you want to do? You want to make a call?
Louisville, Syracuse.
Or do you want to do what I suggest?
Great ACC Saturday afternoon game. Louisville, Syracuse, over 63. That's my second pick.
I hate the Saturday pick. 63. Period.
What do you prefer we do? The two parlays or the one parlay with the Louisville pick?
Two parlays.
Two parlays.
So you want to lose more money?
No, or just
we've got money in the account.
How about
it's week 12?
Jim, just hedge our bet with a straight bet on the Browns.
No, it's 12.
Just hedge the parlay bet with a straight bet on the Browns.
That's right.
Can you?
Okay.
All right,
I got you.
All right,
okay.
So we don't.
So
do
if we do 10 on the parlay on a four teamer or a five teamer with the college one.
No. Hardy, I don't want to hedge. I want a chance to win.
Well, I'm saying bet another $10 on the Browns.
Just to get your money back? Just to get the money back?
I want to spend that one game. On just on that one game.
Why would we do that? There's no money to be gained there.
Yeah, because we
just
could
to cover our costs.
We could, yeah, we could still win the parlay. So
no.
You take the Dolphins along with the four teamer or
yeah,
whatever.
And if the
we
Browns win, all we would have is the bet on the Browns, and then we'd get the money back on the Browns.
Yeah, it would
like
be
$10.
It'd be better than being out that money.
Unless we waited till Sunday and it went down to 9.5, and
or,
they won by 10, and we won both.
We could make two parlays, and we could win one of them. Assuming the other three picks are right.
Yeah, assuming the other three picks are dead solid locks.
Let's not hedge. Let's play for fun here. What the hell's wrong with you?
All right, so you don't want me to take Syracuse-Louisville over 63.
No, that sucks.
All right, two parlays.
Syracuse-Louisville.
Which do you want, Zoe? Do you want the two parlays or do you want a hedge?
Two parlays.
Yeah,
two,
thank you.
That's
two
so parlays.
Stupid.
It's so like two eggs.
Stupid.
Two eggs over easy.
It's so dumb.
Two eggs over easy.
It's so dumb.
I might do a third with my own pick, with my own college pick, and do a six-teamer.
There you go. What do we got from T-Bone this week?
I'm going Syracuse-Louisville over 63. No, I'm just kidding. I'm looking at the Holy War this weekend.
Oh, God.
I love this.
Notre Dame.
BC is going to get blasted.
Oh, Notre Dame minus 20.5.
Blasted.
You think they're covering that?
Yep.
Wait a minute.
A lot.
What's the spread?
20.5.
He's been with his heart. He hates BC.
They just crushed Navy last week.
I know they did. Navy's a good running team.
That's what BC does. They just run.
A.J. Dillon, baby.
Last time BC played a ranked team, they lost to Clemson 59-7.
So. Oh, we remember that.
Good job.
Yeah, we do. Remember that? I'm a Clemson fan. Right. Yeah, no,
as long as you can back it up a little bit with something more than your personal hatred for BC.
Yep. Get ready for all the calls. What are you guys?
I'm not even going to talk about him anymore. Nope. I get it. Okay. Don't want to talk about him anymore. All right. I don't want to get yelled at by BC again. I won't do that.
How dare
you? All you got yelled at by.
I don't hear those ads on the station.
Yeah, I wonder why.
How come I don't remember ads?
617-779-0985.
See what you did? You with your big mouth? See what you did?
Sorry.
That's not a real sorry.
I speak the truth.
That's my guess. That's
I
my,
speak
that's
the
my,
truth.
That's a sorry for my kids.
Sorry for not being sorry.
What was the quote? What was the quote you used? What did you call them?
Sanctimonious.
Don't shut up. Big mouth getting you in trouble again.
So we have Packers, Jets, Dolphins, Notre Dame in one parlay. Packers, Jets, Browns, Notre Dame in another parlay.
I like it. I like what we're doing here, guys. I like it. Now the other three.
Which one do you think? Which way do you think the line's going to move in that Browns Dolphins game? Because we can do one like today
I think
and then
it's
wait until Sunday.
I think it's
going to
go to 10. It's going to go to 10.
You do?
So I'll do Beatles today, getting more points.
Well,
and then maybe Sunday morning, I'll put the second one in. There's a chance we could middle it and win both.
Well,
or at least, at the very least push. Maybe if we get that down to 9.5, we could. We could win both.
Yeah, 10.
When our first bet goes in, the line's going to automatically move.
Well, the amount of money we're betting, the amount we're putting down.
Like Ace Rothstein going in there, all of a sudden they get
10 units.
Diarrhea!
10 units.
The Notre Dame games moved like 5 times in the last 24 hours.
To what?
It was like 22.5,
what
down
it
to 20,
at?
Now it's 20.5.
Yeah.
Remember when BC Notre Dame was a thing?
Yeah, Glenn Foley. I remember sitting on a bus down in Miami with Rod Smith. He was a corner. He was our second round pick from Notre Dame. We sat there watching that comeback. It was awesome.
I mean, it couldn't be less of a thing now. I actually think it was, Steve Buckley has a column on it today on The Athletic.
Nice.
That I read last night. Just being like, oh, man. He said if his question was, if the Eagles were to pull off an upset this weekend at Notre Dame, would anybody even give a damn?
Would anybody know?
Outside
Seriously.
Of our bet. I mean, but I'm talking, you know what I mean?
Would it even?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Get it. I think it might make them bowl eligible.
Wonderful. Go get in the Meineke Car Care Bowl or whatever it is you're going to be in.
Pull and Weed Eater.
Wonderful. Yeah, the Weed Eater Bowl.
That was a good bowl.
Weed Whacker Bowl.
It's a great
whatever
bowl
you're going to be
good
in.
Good time.
The Cereal Bowl. Wonderful. Like, what would it matter? Wouldn't even really register. It's too bad. All right, headlines, 90 seconds. We'll be right back with hour number two. Zolak and Bertrand. Read and React coming up at 11:36.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or GamblingHelplineMA.org.